John Stamos. I want to start with John Stamos, our esteemed roast master. John. Well, John has a reputation for being a bit of a swinger. Did you know instead of an umbilical cord, John was born with a bungee cord? John likes the ladies. It's true. He has a one-track mind, and the traffic on it is pretty light. You know John Stamos, it only takes one drink to get him drunk, but he's not sure if it's the 9th or 10th or 11th. And Cloris Leachman is here. Cloris? Cloris, if people say you're over the hill, don't believe them. Why, you'll never be over the hill, not in the car you drive. And Jim Norton of here is, of course, probably one of the most colorful characters I've ever met, colorful personalities I know. You're green with envy, and you have a yellow streak down your back. Greg Giraldo is here. Now, of course, people always say that Greg's a bit of a skinflint, a little tight with a dollar. But I find him to be a real carefree guy. Yep. He doesn't care as long as it's free. That's what kind of carefree guy he is. No, but Greg Giraldo, I'm just joking him. He has the grace of a swan, the wisdom of an owl, and the eye of an eagle. Ladies and gentlemen, this man is for the birds. No, but I kid Greg Giraldo. You know, if I ever need a brain transplant, I don't know if they have those yet, but if I ever need a brain transplant, why, I would choose yours, Greg, and here's why. It's not because you're smart. It's because your brain has never been used. Susie Essman, of course, is famous for being a vegetarian. Hey, she may be a vegetarian, but she's still full of baloney in my book.